Conor O'Neill here from the Everyday Athlete Program, where we work with everyday athletes to optimize their training, nutrition, and psychology. In this podcast, we present ideas, concepts, and frameworks to help you in pursuit of your goals in those areas. If you'd asked me a couple of weeks ago how I was feeling about this marathon pursuit, honestly, I'd have said I'd be glad to see the back of it. Mentally, it was getting harder to push myself. The long runs were getting longer. The early mornings were getting earlier. I was going into sessions under-recovered from the previous session, and I was generally starting to feel a bit burnt out. And whilst I knew it logically at the time, it's only now that I fully see that this was exactly where I needed to be. These weren't signs that I was doing something wrong. They were signs that I was doing exactly what I needed to at the time, which was to push my body right up to that edge. That edge where you're doing as much as you possibly can recover from, but just about not so much as to get injured. I say it's exactly what I needed because if you never get to that point, you're leaving potential progress on the table. With this being such a stretch goal for me, I couldn't afford to undercook it. But you can only operate at that level for so long. And now that we're on the other end of it, where training has tapered down, allowing for recovery and adaptation, I'm feeling the benefits of that sustained few weeks of the toughest training I've done. In fact, last week I accidentally hit a 5k PB of around 19 minutes on a tempo run and almost did the same with a half marathon on a long run. Those are very positive signs for me. Now, does that mean that the 3-hour goal is guaranteed? Not even close. I'm fully expecting that I'll have to leave everything I have out there to get near it. But I'm quietly confident that if everything goes right on the day, we're in with a good shot. This week, I got in a short speed session on Monday. I have a brisk 3-miler on Thursday, and then race day is Sunday. I'm feeling mentally focused and physically sharp, knowing that whatever the result is on the day, I have given it my all. Thanks for listening. And if you'd like to find out more about our program, The Everyday Athlete, and if you'd like to see testimonials from the lads we work with, you can go directly to the info page by clicking the link in the episode description.